This is KUTX live in Studio 1A. I'm Jody Denberg. Would like to welcome our Concert Club members for being here today. Thanks, y'all. Good to see ya. Want to thank our engineers today, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and want to thank Mr. Terry Allen and this amazing band he's assembled to join us today. Thanks, Terry. Good to see y'all.
Thank you, Jody.
Tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater, Terry Allen and these amazing musicians are going to play two incredible records in their entirety. Terry's debut album, Juarez, which came out in 1975, and Terry's album, Lubbock on Everything, which came out in 1979. They're going to be performed in their entirety, kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal, pretty exciting. And pretty exciting that both these records have been reissued in such a deluxe way with this great packaging and amazing sound. Let's actually start with the second reissue, Lubbock on Everything, from 1979. The first album, Juarez, kind of has a storyline running through it. Lubbock on Everything, if it has a concept, is a little vaguer, would you say?
Well, it's kind of a compilation of songs that I wrote during that period of time, kind of from the mid-60s up until the time that we recorded the record. And I didn't put them really together or think of them as a record until I decided to make another album after Juarez. And so I started putting them together, and they became a very distinct kind of sets of songs to me, which kind of became one thing. But they kind of encompassed the whole period of living in Lubbock, a period in L.A., just a whole range of times and things that happened for me. And so that's why I called it Everything, Lubbock on Everything.
When I would go to people's houses when I first moved to Texas, this was an album I always saw in their collection, this white cover. It's a little smaller when I hold it up here, even smaller on the radio. But I would see this was this record was everywhere. Everyone had this record, and there's so many amazing songs on it, so many amazing musicians. Mr. Bowden, he's on this original record? Richard Bowden?
Richard hitchhiked in from Austin to play on Beautiful Waitress and Truckload of Art, I think. And then we got him on everything that we could. But that was the first time I met Richard. First time I met any of those guys was during those sessions.
And those guys include on this record Joe Ely and Lloyd Maines. And today, to bring some of this music to life, we do have Richard Bowden on the fiddle, Charlie Sexton on guitar, Bucca Allen on accordion, Davis McClarty on the drums, and Glenn Fukunaga on bass, all joining Terry Allen, not just today, but tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater. We're going to start with one from Lubbock on Everything on KUTX.
I'm a high, straight, and plain view, side bet and Idaloo, and a fresh deck in New Deal. Yeah, some call me high hand, and some call me low hand, but I'm holding what I am, the wheel. Son, that I'm big a Texan as you are. There's a girl in her bare feet, sleep on the back seat, and that trunk's full of pearl and lonesome. Well, I'm panhandling, manhandling, post holding, high rolling, dust rolling, daddy. I ain't got no blood veins, just got them. Thank you. a golden spread under blue sky. I'm gonna stuff my hide behind some power glide with southern fried back in my eye. Speed of old 87, hard as Amarillo Highway.
Terry Allen and his band, live on KUTX. Amarillo Highway is the first song on the album Lubbock on Everything. Originally came out in 1979, but now it's been reissued along with Terry's first album, Juarez, and he will play both albums tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater.
Well, I'm not going to play them in their total entirety, but we're going to get close.
Are there certain things you're leaving out for a reason? Or
no, just durability, mine.
Whose idea was it to put these albums back out? Because it's a pretty nice thing to have records that didn't fully get their just dessert at the time come back out 30 or 40 years later.
Yeah, there's the group that put it out, Paradise of Bachelors. The guy, Brendan Greaves, who's head of that label, has wanted to do Juarez for years and has kind of dogged me about doing a reissue of it. And I was with Sugar Hill at the time, and he wanted to do like an LP and a whole book and kind of deal with all of the visual work that went with it. And I told him, when my license came up with Sugar Hill, and I started talking to him for real about it, and then Lubbock kind of came up at the same time, license, and then so they kind of jumped on both of them.
They're just treasures. And I saw Robert Earl Keen towards the end of the year, and he played Amarillo Highway that night. And, of course, also on Lubbock on Everything is a song called New Delhi Freight Train, which Little Feat picked up on at the time.
Right.
That was pretty cool that people were influenced by this record back then and still to this day. They just kind of exist in their own space and time to me, these records.
Yeah, I've never thought about that so much, like how something exists. Like once you make it and you do it, you just kind of move on and go to the next thing that you do. And I do have to say that Bobby Bear was the first person that ever cut any of my songs. He cut Amarillo Highway and he cut High Plains Jamboree on a record called Cowboys and Daddies, which was mid-70s. So,
well, here's to Bobby Bear for having good taste. And plus, he's so great anyway. Bobby yeah. Bear, incredible. We just heard from Lubbock on Everything. Now we're going to go back for a song from the album Juarez, which I've had in my truck and just letting it spin around and spin around. There's a few characters on this record that stand out. And would you say there's a linear storyline on the album Juarez?
Yeah, it's like a road story, but it's a very open story. I think Juarez I've always called like a haunting, just because it's become so many things over the years. It was a screenplay. It was a music theater piece, body of sculpture, body of installations. So it's had a life that kind of it took on itself. And I think it's because it came kind of so mysteriously to me over the period of time it came. It came visually, it came audially and whatever. But it's a story, but it's a
trip.
It's a, yeah, kind of a hellacious story.
There's the Sailor, there's Spanish Alice, there's Jabo, there's Cheek or Chic.
Chick.
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 And
Chick,
there's
Chick Blundie.
Words that we can't say on the radio that pop up throughout the record, so we'll leave those out.
Oh, come on, we can say them now.
Oh, well, you're Terry Allen. Sometimes I'd like to say them now. And tomorrow night when you perform Juarez, it'll be more stripped down, but you will have some of the musicians with you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going to, you know, pretty much everybody's going to be on stage, not everybody. And then we've got guest people coming in. Well, so
it's really,
it should be a good night.
Really exciting. The show's tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater, by the way, austintheater.org. Terry Allen and his friends are here, and we're going to play one from Juarez that's called
What of Alicia?
Just turned 17 when he left old Abilene with his bags and permission from the kin. Yeah, but things just weren't the same after his mama signed her name. Let the Navy take him in. Ah, but what a Alicia. Espanola, a 13 years old, a child of Mexico. Just turned 19 years when he learned to face the fears of growing up and acting like a man. He just cocked his sailor cap, stuck his hands down in his lap, leaned back and stroked them girls in Japan. Ah, but what a yeah.
Terry Allen, live on KETX from the album Juarez, originally released in 1975. What of Alicia? Juarez and 1979's Lubbock on Everything have just been reissued in a deluxe fashion, and tomorrow night they'll both be performed at the Paramount Theater. Will there be any other cities where you play these records live?
I played in Lubbock. We played Lubbock on Everything last February, the whole entire record with the original group of people that are still alive. They're, you know, quite a few of them gone, but anyway, we played the whole record kind of in conjunction at Texas Tech with a thing they do every year called Lubbock Lights.
Nice. And,
that was a great night, great experience. That's the only time I think that we played it, you know, played the entire record. And Juarez, we played it once in Chicago at an opening for a friend of mine who had a big retrospective exhibition who loved Juarez. He, you know, he passed away years ago. But anyway, we did at the theater, at the museum, we did it live.
Now, you can find Terry's visual artwork in museums all over the world and universities. And currently here in Austin, at the Contemporary Austin at Laguna Gloria, there's an installation called Road Angel, which is a bronzed 1953 Chevy coupe from which audio comes when you go see this. Can you just tell me a little bit about the inspiration for this installation? Does it, it harkens back to something you did a long time ago, I think.
Well, it kind of does. When they asked me to come up with some kind of an idea for Austin, the first thing I always think of it, like when I'm in Texas, is a car. You know, I always said, I think you never have any memory until you get your first car, because you have no reason to have a memory. But and a 53 is significant only because it was the first car that I ever had. It was a 53 Chevy, and so I contacted friends of mine, like artists, musicians, storytellers, songwriters, people, and asked them to do a piece they'd like to, for people to hear coming out of a car. And we just got flooded with stuff. We've got probably about 6 hours of things. Now, it's going to be an ongoing deal. Like every year, I'm going to invite another group of people to do it. But we've got everything, you know, very diverse, from real old honky-tonk kind of car songs to poems. I'm really happy with the piece. And it's like an abandoned car. It's like out in the middle of kind of that swampy area with the front tires off of it. And it's just like a, you know, like an old abandoned car in the weeds.
And that's Road Angel, and you can find that at the Contemporary Austin at Laguna Gloria. And you can find Terry Allen and these amazing musicians tomorrow night at the Paramount playing Juarez and Lubbock on Everything. What should we close with?
We thought we'd do My Amigo from Lubbock. I need money, I need love, I need Cadillac to give me a shove and get me out of this uptown. Into some light.
need a whiskey.
Great band, Richard Bowden on the violin and backing vocals, Charlie Sexton on guitar, Davis McLarty on the drums, Glenn Fukunaga on bass, and Bucca Allen on the accordion, Terry Allen on keyboards and vocals, Juarez and Lubbock on everything. These buried treasures have been unearthed, and they are treasures. And you can see them perform tomorrow night at the Paramount Theater. And don't forget about Road Angel over at the Laguna Gloria. Terry, good to see you, sir.
Thank you, Jody. Great to see you.
It was a blast. Thank you for these.
You bet.
They are treasured. And if y'all can stick around, we're going to do another song, and then we'll post them all online. We also have our multimedia team here, so you can look for video of this session coming soon to viewhouse.org. My thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for being our engineers. I'm Jody Denberg. You've been listening to Terry Allen live on KUTX.
Thank you.